Hello and welcome to the Pig's Ear. Let me tell you about 7 different kinds of English speakers. The first is the person who looks down at their desk or pencil case or feet while they're talking to you. The second is the person who looks up into the sky, usually off to the right, as they read the words in their head. The third type of English speaker is the most interesting and the most difficult to communicate with. They look wildly in all sorts of directions as their eyes go following some mysterious pattern around the room. The fourth kind of English speaker stares vacantly into space, as if communicating with creatures from another world. It is very difficult to catch their eye. They usually look somewhere about a yard in front of their faces, with a very frozen expression on their faces. The fifth type of English speaker are most rare and unusual. They close their eyes completely, sometimes with an expression of pain on their faces as they speak. For them, speaking English is hard work and certainly not an enjoyable experience. The sixth kind of English speaker are the people who fiddle. They will always be pulling at their clothes or will be fiddling around with their hands in front of their face, or they will be pulling at their hair or moving around nervously as they speak. So it is very distracting when you're talking to them. The seventh kind of English speaker I have met is the most unusual of all, who can look at you face to face without their eyes shifting around and talk to you in a friendly and open way. So those are the 7 kinds of English speakers that I have identified. When I told some of my adult students about this and asked them why it was that it was so difficult to find people who would talk to you face to face, they had a number of theories. Some of them said that Japanese people are very shy. Some of them said that it made them awkward to look at somebody face to face when they were talking with them. But the answer I liked best was, "Patrick, you just make everyone very nervous." That's all from the Pig's Ear this week. I wonder what kind of English speaker you are. Bye-bye now.